I was wondering something that I think you gave, it was either a reflection or a Dhamma talk on not too long ago, about how, you know, we're practicing being happy and that we get so caught up in the progress and, you know, we want to be concentrated for this long, but if you come out of meditation less focused than you may have wanted to, that, you know, you might walk away even in a worse state than when you started to meditate. And that's kind of what I'm reflecting on. A little before you said that, but then when you said that, it was like, oh, I'm on the right track. Ajahn Pasama said what I was thinking about. So I was just wondering, how can you keep that spirit of, you know, kind of ease and supporting yourself, even though, you know, it's still, there is sort of a spirit of naturally that we want to accomplish these techniques. Mm-hmm. So maybe explain the balance between the two a little bit and then some ways to stay on the more positive side.
Yeah, and I think that's where I find really bringing up the Buddha's teaching, like these structures that the Buddha gives us are quite overt reminders of how to stay on the path. So like, the 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing, they'll get you grounded again. Bringing up the 7 factors of enlightenment, bringing up the 4 noble truths, bringing up the 5 spiritual powers. So, you know, they're spiritual faculties. So, you know, they're templates that help to remind us they're structures, but they give us reminders of an attitude and how to hold it as well. That's where the teachings of the Buddha or the teachings of course, for me, you know, Ajahn Chah's, it's always reverberating, or just, you know, listening to readings of Ajahn Chah, and just remind me of all sorts of teachings that I've heard, remembered, and a tone as well. So that's important. So it's like that's where that recollections of Dhamma are important. Because sometimes we can be striving and trying too hard, which isn't licensed to sort of goof off, but it's you want to pay attention to balance, and then as soon as we bring in somebody like the Buddha, then there isn't any more balanced being on the planet. So, all right, that's where I want to be going.